Hello.
Welcome to our podcast, Cannot Imagine. I'm your host, JV, and here's a Dr. Reynolds.
Hello. Thank you for joining us today. We're excited to have you.
Oh, we are. Although the autumn leaves through by the windows, and it's all the leaves almost fell down on the ground. But yes. Good news is, holiday is coming.
The holiday is coming, along with the cold.
Ooh,
along
yeah.
Along with the cold.
What is the matter? Who say that? What is it? The temperature going up and the earth is going to be burning? Yeah, what happened?
I don't know, because it's pretty cold out there.
And they predict this year it's going to be very cold.
And snowy.
Snowy?
Snowy.
Oh, but no.
Let's see if they're right. They predict a lot of things. Let's see
That's
how accurate
true.
They are.
What we human knows. The weather will do whatever they want, right?
Exactly.
Hopefully it gets a little, not too much, especially around the New York area. But like what I said, it's a wonderful season is be around Thanksgiving, and we have a lot to
be thankful for.
Thankful.
Yes.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's the season that I'm sure you do too, but let me think about the people who are alone and people who are not well,
yes,
physically and mentally, and also people who lost their family.
Yes.
Right?
It can be a very challenging time of year.
Yeah. Or, their children moved away from their house. So they have what do they call the post syndrome net the empty nest
right? Yes, empty nesters.
Yeah.
And it's interesting this time of year. For me, I look at it a number of ways. I appreciate everything that I have, and I'm very grateful. Mm-hmm. So there's that aspect, and it's nice to see family and friends, that's very nice too, but it's also, for me, it's a very sad time of year because my dad's birthday passed.
Really?
And one of my sons, who I don't have, his birthday passed. So it's his birthday, my dad's birthday, then my birthday, and then my mom's birthday, and my mom has advanced dementia, so. So it's a... It's a bittersweet time of year for me. But nonetheless, I'm very, very grateful for absolutely everything.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm sure, Nitzi, I'm sure all our hearts goes out to your mother, father. And you were talking about son you didn't see or you cannot see right now, but
I
know with my experience, you just cannot imagine that we just don't know why or how, but we are all connected. Like I always say that to everybody, wherever you are, no matter who you are, we're all connected. So I'm sure you communicate through the universe, like I do many times with my mother. Mom, Thanksgiving is here, right?
Yeah. And I was talking to my dad a couple of days ago on his birthday.
You did.
So yeah.
See? What did he say?
He kind of took me down a trip of memory lane. It reminded me about a lot of things that have come to fruition. Things that he told me when I was very, very young. That,
really?
Yeah, that didn't really...
You're so young.
God bless you. Things that didn't resonate till they did. Till just kind of, aha. So, in the case of my son, who knows, hopefully he'll see our show and
What is his name?
Aiden.
Oh, what a, that's one of my favorite boys' name, Aiden. Mm-hmm. Is it like a Eden or Aiden? Different? There's a, I don't know the different.
Oh, well, different spellings. His is with an E. So it's A-I-D-E-N.
And I bet he's a handsome. How old is he?
19. He just turned 19. Yeah.
Walking hormones age. Huh? Walking hormone, I said. I was just thinking about 19. But what a good age, right? There's yeah. a way we can celebrate his birthday and your father's. Also, mom, wherever you sit, your mother is in nursing home?
Yeah, she's, yeah, okay. She is. And she's, you know, she's very funny. My mother, when she, you know, they have moods. So some days
of
she
course.
Is very happy, some days she's not, some right. days you just never know who you're going to end up with, right?
Yeah.
But when she's more of herself, she is very witty.
When even, she's in mode, right?
Even now, she is very,
really?
Very witty.
Yeah.
Yes. She's sarcastic and she is very, very funny.
You know, and I know it, and a lot of psychologists or intellectual people say that witty personality and intellect goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, she's very intelligent.
Exactly. Unless you are intelligent, you cannot have that wit. So I bet she's a very someday. I hope I can meet her.
I would love that.
Yeah?
I would love that. You know, it's funny. I used to post her on my various social media platforms, just us having conversations, and I haven't done that in probably a good couple of years now, but I used to do it all the time. There's one video where I forgot why I said, she said something, and I said, "Are you my mother?" She was like, "No." Well, who's my mother if you're not my mother? And she's like, I don't know. And she'd just say all kinds of off-the-cuff things. So
yeah.
I think I should start posting her again. It's
yeah.
been quite a while.
You know, it's just like, it just reminded me that I was working in one point in my life in the unit that people... They're very, very, very good place to be, but it is a memorial, they call the memorial unit, and people lost almost 90% of their memory. So you assume that they're just maybe in the stage of vegetable, but that's not true.
No, that's not true. She's in a memory care.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
She is, but... They're in and out, you know.
Exactly.
Sometimes they're pet. They have no idea. Sometimes she doesn't have a clue who I am. And other times, you know, sometimes I'm me.
Who are you?
Sometimes I'm one of her siblings. Sometimes.
Yeah. See that?
My eldest loves to say, he says, "But mommy, whenever you annoy her,
yeah,
she knows it's you." And I tested the theory. I actually did. I tested the theory. And whenever I'm annoying, she says, "And it's me." And she knows it's me.
So maybe you have to
just annoy her all the time.
Annoying her more so her memories come back. But you know, it's one of our therapies that what we do use the art effect. And that's a thing. Like when, how you can stimulate them so their memory can come back momently maybe, you know, or for a while. So I can imagine, but it's funny. But, you know, speaking of funny, do you have any, besides that, you know, I don't know what to say right this moment to talking about, you know, sadness.
No, but it's not sad. It's really not. I think it all depends on your perspective, right? So, for example, it's been, wow, it's been 12, almost 13 years that we've been in this situation with her being in camp.
Really?
Yeah.
13 years.
A lot. This coming year is 13. And is it sad? Yes. But at the same time, I almost feel like I've been given a gift, because through caring for her in this way, I have learned my mother. I have, like, you know, mothers and daughters can have, you could be the best of friends, but have a combative relationship.
Right.
And since this, when I'm with her, I'm with her.
Right.
She's 100% of my attention, as opposed to
exactly.
I'm running here, I'm running there, I'm doing
right.
this. Yeah, and it's kind of in and out. So I've really had an opportunity to learn her.
Right.
And to listen to her and to just be with her. And I'm so, so grateful. I'm grateful even for the professional opportunities that I've had that enable me to have the time to be able to be with her.
Right.
So, you know, to largely set my schedule and do all of those things so that I can really dedicate
exactly.
time to her.
So are you going to spend time with her in this Thanksgiving?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
Good for you. But
and
you
I'm going to do everything possible to drive her crazy. So
annoying her.
Yes. I'm going to smother her with hugs and kisses, and she will tell me to don't touch her and get off of her.
Exactly.
And she will definitely know it's me. Yes.
But Anita, you know what? I will use this word, admire, because Mom, you taught me there's the difference between envy and admire, you know, because of Mom, who went to Berkeley and majoring under English, she said, when you say envy, that pertains some of a jealousy people don't understand.
Right, that's true.
So I admire you that you can at least visit your mom. Imagine that. All my family's in Australia, and they have absolutely no idea about American is having a Thanksgiving. So I tried to explained the other day, and she said, oh, you mean the harvest, the moon harvest festival? So I said, okay, drop it. You know, I didn't want to go on and start the history of a Thanksgiving. They were sharing primitive with the native people, all that, right? So I said, sis, don't you remember we were taught when we were very little? It's true, in elementary school, American's holiday. No, she said, I don't remember. But anyhow, I admire you can you know, spend time with Mom. And
thank
but
you.
Then again, like what I said earlier, we all connected it, so I can have a celebration with whomever I want.
Absolutely.
And I just reminded me that the fun we had, I mean, I don't do that in this year, but fun we had it in Thanksgiving, many Thanksgiving. What about you?
Besides
this year.
Memories?
Yeah.
Lots of really good memories, and probably, if I think about it, probably some not so good ones too.
No.
But, I mean, you know, sometimes you have the memories of being around family, and then you get, like, the people who just don't know, like, whose kid are you? You know? But
yeah,
so remember,
really.
I remember some of those too.
Especially, you know, some of my husband, oh, do I know you to their children? Because they always go out and watch sports with their friend, not share with their time. You know, I can understand, but, you know, but I just reminded me, until very this recently, Richard and I had a very good Thanksgiving with the family. You know, Antoinette was invited us always. I didn't have to cook any anything. And I just did go there, eat and drink. But there are many people from Chicago, Indiana, or Canada, or bourbon country, Kentucky. The cousin was working in bourbon industry, and her husband was teaching in Indiana University. So they bring very nice bourbon in Thanksgiving. And I never knew that bourbon can be that good, you know, the taste of bourbon, very early on. And when, sorry, but Aunt Anna died, and we end up to go to some community, you know, wherever people gather, under privileged people gather and have a Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and we serve, and it felt so rich.
Yes, yes.
And you know, I had no idea. The funny thing is, when I asked, because when the beginning, it was our obligation that the place that I was working, and I really hated it because, you know, you're working so hard, and in Thanksgiving you feel like you want to relax, but, and I just asked one time to Richard, you know, we're going to go out and serve these people. And I was shocked. He said, oh, sure. And he enjoyed to share with them in Thanksgiving and share the good food as much mm-hmm. as I did. But I'll tell you, many memories, and the very grateful memories that I have in Thanksgiving. And before I say it, maybe you can share.
No, that's true. I've done that too. It's actually, you're reminding me that it's been a while since I've done that.
Really?
Yeah, I think I needed that reminder because I think I need to do that again. But for a number of years,
that's true.
When my eldest son, Ivan, when he was younger, so long before Aiden was even a thought, we would go and we would do that. And it's just, it's such an amazing experience.
Yeah.
And it takes that feeling of gratitude.
Share, yeah.
And raises it exponentially, you know, because it really makes you so much more grateful.
Exactly.
For the things you have.
I think sometimes I told myself, sometime in order to get that gratitude feeling and some special feeling, sometimes you have to push yourself. Just like in Thanksgiving, you know, who wants to really cook? But I think if I really remember the Thanksgiving that I cooked and invited people, it was tough, but that was a very, very enjoyable. Oh, I wish, you know, I could do that. I could cook and invite. Of course, Richard cooked the most of the turkey. But, and then one time, it got fire, and the fire truck came over. And then every guest were so oh my God, house is in fire, not turkey.
No, but you know, that's true too. And I think the dynamic of Thanksgiving has changed so much, because I remember being the house everybody came to and doing all of the cooking.
Yeah.
And people saying, oh, do you need help? No, I don't need help. I had my routine and I just did it, and I didn't have to travel. Whereas now I don't have to cook anymore. And it's kind of the, okay, stop here, stop here, stop here. And it's different, you know?
It is true.
They're both beautiful. It's just,
yeah,
they're different.
But you know, hard part for me, I didn't grow up with Thanksgiving, especially I'm almost 98% vegetarian.
Very impressive.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, I used to be vegetarian. It's very impressive.
I'm telling you.
Now I'm pescatarian.
Around here, I noticed that every turkey is hiding away, but not around my house because they know that they don't
You're
have
not
to worry
going
about.
To eat them. And now they're safe.
But the most grateful thing, it just reminded me about Thanksgiving. I mean, there's so many gratitude that I can express about our life. Or family life, and also, you know, to having you in
you
our circle.
As well. When you talk about gratitude, it reminds me of a time I was going through. I'm not going to talk about the time, mm-hmm. but I was in this kind of self-pity party thing.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Oh, yes. I was going through something,
Tell
and it
me.
Was very, very serious. But I was going through identity fraud.
Yeah.
And and it was very, very serious. And I lost everything at that time. But, and I had moved out of New York and I moved back to New York. But your story made me think, or reminded me of this scenario. So, you know, I'm sitting in my brand new truck. And yeah, I had an SUV. I'm sitting in this brand, like right before everything happened, I had bought this truck. So I'm sitting in this brand new truck.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, this is years ago. So this is the time when.
When you were three.
Bless your heart. when the TVs and the headrests were like the big deal.
Oh, really?
So I had the TVs in the car and, you know, it's all souped up and all of this
yeah.
stuff, right? And I had gone to the store. So now I'm sitting, there are three lanes of traffic and I'm the first car in the center lane and it is pouring.
Oh no.
Torrential downpour. And I'm crying because I'm
Why?
In this, because I'm thinking about everything I lost.
Oh, yeah.
And what was me? And the world is so terrible.
Why
blah,
me?
Blah, 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 blah. Right.
Yeah, right.
And so the sky is crying. I'm crying.
Oh,
and I'm sitting in the car.
Oh,
and right at, like, just the right moment, I happen to look up. And going across the street, there's a man. Mind you, I told you, it's torrential downpour.
Right.
It's horrifying rain. And there's this man in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Not even an automated wheelchair. He's doing this.
Manual
wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he's rolling himself across the street in the pouring rain with three bags of grocery on the back of his wheelchair.
Oh, no.
No legs. And he's singing. And in that
trench.
In the pouring rain. And in that instant, the second I saw him, I stopped crying. And I thought to myself, how dare you sit here feeling sorry for yourself? Okay, you lost some stuff. It's material stuff. You'll get it back.
Yeah.
And you're sitting in a brand new car. And you have a roof over your head and your family is okay and you're healthy.
Oh.
You have your arms, your legs, you'll be fine. Here's this man who literally has no legs.
Oh my God.
And he's as happy as a lark rolling across the street.
Exactly. Oh.
And so I think for me, that was, you know, we all have pivotal moments in life, right? And I think that was one of my pivotal moments where that touched me the same way that situation
turning
with that
point
man
too. Yeah.
Right, it touched you and it made you take action.
Exactly.
So for me, that was a moment where now, ever since then, whenever I'm going through things, and of course, you know, we all go through things because life ebbs and flows, so whenever I'm going through something and I start to get into that woe is me kind of moment, you know, I'll give myself, okay, you get 24 hours, to do the little cry thing, and then we need to cut it off, right?
See that.
And, but when I am going through it, I always think of him. Mm-hmm. Always.
See
it's
that?
As vivid in my mind as if it was today.
Yeah.
And it takes my gratitude up a notch.
Yeah.
And I've actually had people tell me I'm toxically positive. because
how can you be toxically positive?
Because they say that I won't allow myself to just dwell in the misery.
They think.
And it's not that I don't acknowledge the bad things, because you know, sometimes we acknowledge for too long. But I just always kind of think, whatever I'm going through, as bad as this situation is,
right,
somebody has it worse. And someone wishes that they had my problems.
Exactly.
So
it is.
It puts it in perspective.
Yeah.
You
isn't
know?
That funny? But I'll tell you, you just it reminded me another, the funny story. I hope you all laugh. I'll tell you this, to me it was funny. You know, one Thanksgiving, very early on of my marriage life, well, back then I was not as present as I am. I was being sensitive and, you know, many ways the different, good and bad. Richard saying that, you know, we're going to Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah. So I said, I really don't want to go. I want to stay home and just eat ramen and kimchi and just to stay all day, watch TV. And he said, we got to go. Well, because when Richard doesn't say anything, I know. He never hardly pushed me to do anything, but we got to go. So I was like, okay. So he said, you don't have to, good news is you don't have to get up early. The dinner is at 3:30. So I said, who eats the dinner at 3:30? My dinner starts at the midnight. He said, it's American custom. So you can tell. I mean, I don't care that much anymore, but I decked up from head to toe. And you can tell I was, you know, put up the 5,000 dresses up and the shoes, whatever. So I was decked up and then I went there, and there were so many, many people in Thanksgiving. And the table was, you know, maybe a little smaller than the British loyal, that table, but it was big enough. So people were chatting, and then we all sit down and look at the food, and it's all like, you know, meat. Like I told you, I'm a vegetarian and I'm a very picky eater. At least now I eat everything.
I'm a picky eater too, I understand.
I eat everything now, but then I was very picky. I mean, you cannot imagine I didn't eat 3 days before my wedding days, but that's how I was picky eater, you know. And we start to eating, everybody, you can tell, have a manner, and here I am. Nobody was looking at me, maybe, but here I am. Oh, seems like everybody's looking at me. I better really have a good posture, just like and make Richard proud of it, because everybody was, you know, to give a compliment to him. How's your wife? Maybe it was being polite, but I could hear, so here I am. And then I was just to pretend, thank God there were shrimp in front of me, so I was just eating shrimp. You know, normally I grab the shrimp and eat this way, put all the cocktail sauce, but here I am, use a fork, you know, try to pretend. And then I saw.
Practice all the social graces.
Exactly. Oh, Dee. And I remember when I got in that house, I saw there's a dog whose name was they call Tide. Have you heard that any dog has a name like a Tide?
Like the soap?
Yeah. Huh. So I said, okay, and then I had a giant schnauzer. I don't know if you have any idea about how giant schnauzer look. That dog is as tall as I am. Huge dog, right? But here's a little dog, and I'm a dog, I'm an animal lover. And it's come to me, but I didn't want my dress to get really dirty because he was, maybe it was a male, well, I didn't care, but I kind of get away, tried to get away. Look, you know, I'm wearing a fancy dress, don't leave me alone. I'm crabby, leave me alone. Then the dog was keep following, but then disappear. Then I would start to eating shrimp and kind of use, you know, I eat even American food as chopstick, but here I am trying to really, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I felt something. And I looked down, and the Tide was next by my foot, in front of my foot. So I look at the dog, and then all of a sudden, he just put his body on my leg and just grab it. And I'll tell you, I didn't know. I mean, if it is now, I say, get out of here. But, you know, like what I said, everything has to be perfect and matter of fact. I'm a lady. And next thing I see it, he was looking at me. Guess what he was doing with my leg?
Was he doing what dogs do to people's legs?
But I couldn't say anything because here I, you know.
But how do you manage?
How do you
to sit through that?
I
what a strange thing.
First of all, I had no idea what really, because I never had a small dog, and I never knew what dog can do.
Dogs can do some things.
Well, how did I know? I mean, I never knew that.
You must have been horrified.
It's not, you know what? It's not horrifying. And it's just the tide, I said tide. I just
you tried reasoning with it.
No, I said tide. And then he was looking at me. I said tide. I didn't know what to do. Then he was, whenever I call that dog's name, he was squeezing my leg into my leg tighter, more, and I said, "Tide!" I almost screamed, but I like
you
I
were
said,
trying to maintain the quiet.
Exactly. I'm like,
so the dog is on your leg. And you're trying to reason with the dog.
No wonder
you maintain decorum.
Then I look at whenever I say Thai, and he was getting, you know, move really, it's almost like a faster. And here I had my leg, when I didn't know what to do, here I am. I had a hand in my. With a knife, but my leg wasn't, I noticed that was up, and time was go along with my leg, and it will not stop. Oh, but then, you know, you think it was funny, but I didn't tell anything until very, very late, And I told Richard, look at my shoes. Do you know, that shoes, that was the shoes, you know, I'm a shoes fetish back then. Still not, but.
Me too.
That's a very expensive, I almost, I'm sure, of a person's paycheck, 1 month paycheck. It was long boots. So I looked at it, got torn.
Oh, I know you were very upset. And that's putting it mildly.
You know,
that's being very diplomatic because
I almost
upset does not be. I'm hearing the story and I am very upset.
You know, no, I'm an animal lover. I'm a vegetarian, but I almost like, you know what? No wonder people put the dog in the soup pot. I was so upset. So I took to, they actually offered me, you know, oh, we'd like to compensate the owner.
Oh, okay.
But I just, no, don't worry. I took to the shoes repair shop because it was so expensive. It was almost a brand new shoes. And he said, because it's a crocodile leather, he said he cannot do it. Very good repair. So I said, you know, maybe the God punished me. I claimed that I'd love animal, but I was wearing crocodile leather shoes, so I got punished. But I'll tell you, I never forget it. I'm sure that the tide is dead by this time, but it was just, I never can forget my Thanksgiving dinner. And then I had to really froze and get upset because, hey.
His tie destroyed your shoe.
You know, doing something, cannot imagine what dog can do to
you. And you cannot imagine how upset we can get over our shoes,
right?
Absolutely.
Nobody, I'm sure, that if I say, I actually never say that to anybody else except you, because people might get a different idea. I should really tell him the truth, but that was a Thanksgiving incredible.
I understand, I do.
But, you know, it was just, I never can imagine that. What Thanksgiving can do to us, but it's just the episode.
No, but as we talk about things that we're grateful for, so this week I was on campus, and you know, like next week we're off because of the holiday, so no classes. But this week I was on campus, and during my office hours on Thursday, one of my former students came to visit to surprise me, because I also I have a networking club that I started for students. It's not a school club, but it's for students I've had who have common interests so that they can start building their network. So anyway, she knew that I had office hours, and she popped in, and, you know, I was kind of having a moment. I was by myself, and I was kind of having a moment, and in my moment, I was thinking about just a scenario that had happened. I had had a presentation the week before, and I never have bad presentations. I do presentations all the time, and I do them very, very well. Even if I'm completely ill-prepared, I can do a presentation.
You can bang it.
But this particular presentation was the worst presentation I've ever done. I just had so much on my mind.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then I got some news immediately before I went into it, and normally I can kind of bounce back, do what I need to do, and then deal. And I just could not compartmentalize. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So it was the worst presentation ever. But so as I'm sitting in the office hours and I'm, you know, just had a moment to myself and
right.
thinking about it, and I was just thinking a lot of thoughts, kind of, okay, is this really what I want to be doing? Like, you know, you have those moments, right?
Of course.
So, and I always feel like everything happens for a reason, or as Richard, your husband, says, nothing is random. Nothing.
The universe to tips.
Exactly. Nothing is random. So I'm having this moment, and she comes in, and, you know, we greet each other. She gives me a hug. We're catching up.
Nice.
She baked me some brownies, which were delicious. They were so good. And she gave me a card. And I didn't read the card till late that night when I got home. And I've gotten cards from students, and they always make me tear up and make me very emotional and just make me happy. You know, they just bring me joy to know, like, this is what it's all about. So I'm reading the card, and she thanked me for helping her with the project, and she thanked me on behalf of herself and all of the students whose lives I touch. And I'm sitting there, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning as I'm reading this card, and I'm crying like a baby. I was just like, this is so beautiful. It's just so beautiful.
And I'm really? Just,
oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Oh my God.
And so I texted her, and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is such an ungodly hour to be texting somebody. But
exactly.
But it was so beautiful.
Oh.
And so, you know, as we talk about Thanksgiving, and it honestly shouldn't just be Thanksgiving that everybody comes to this moment of,
really?
Oh, now I'm grateful. No, we should be grateful all the time. But as we're in the heart of Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
I'm grateful for so many things.
Yeah,
you know?
So many. It's uncountable that as the time goes by.
Absolutely, yeah.
Things really we always not forget.
Mm-hmm.
Feel thankful and grateful to share each other, because there's so many people, you know, who is under very not in the best condition or the worst condition, physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't think about people are suffering, not only physically, but mentally, which is in some way very severe.
I mean, there are people who are also suffering from physical ailments. They're unhoused. There's food insecurity. There's so much, but I'm grateful. Do we all have stuff? Yes, everybody has stuff.
Everybody,
but
of course.
Sometimes you have to just take a step back and think about the good things that you have,
exactly,
and allow them to outweigh the other stuff. Speaking of stuff, right after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. In fact, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then there's some other arbitrary day they made up. Do you buy into that?
Oh,
is it still a thing?
You want to know, I realize that in order to go to shopping on Friday these days, you have to wear a glove. You have to be in really the mode. You get on the ring and, all right, let's go.
But do they still do that? Do people still go to stores at 5 a.m. to go shopping? Have they not heard of the internet where you can do Black Friday 3 weeks in advance?
No, we watched it, and Richard and I said, let's never come out and fight.
Yeah, I used to do that too, but now, today, they still do that?
They still do that.
In person?
Maybe not around where you and I live, maybe, but if you go a little further, and, you know, they don't have much of a choice, and also, you know, sometimes they get charged to delivery or whatever. So, and also it's still family tradition. And you know how they promote, oh, you've got to come out, we have a lot of sale, but you have to buy it in the department store. I'll tell you, not so long ago, Richard and I, we were just, you know, we feel like, you know what, let's not really be really a dull people, let's go for shopping. We literally see people were really end up on the floor.
Yes, years ago. Absolutely, I remember that.
No, they still do. Because so imagine that. No, I believe, you know, if a TV cost or something cost $100, but you can get it dollar as a promo, you know, the lost leader they call. Wouldn't you fight? I'll go.
But that's the thing. Years ago, I remember Black Friday being this completely chaotic debacle. And, you know, you look at it on the news, you see people camped out in front of stores and ruining people's holidays because, oh, I have to leave Thanksgiving dinner because I have to go get ready to go to work. And all of this stuff. But now you fast forward and we say,
is it worth it?
But it's 2025. I could do Black Friday shopping before Black Friday even gets here. And then you start to question, what's the better sale? Is it Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whatever the other one is, Amazon Fine Day that's now 100 times a year? What sale do you do?
My dear, don't underestimate these marketers. Do you know they always come out with something? I remember even during the COVID. Do you remember the eggs? All of a sudden, it's a dozen of eggs used to be 99 cents.
And now they're like $10. Like
$10, right?
$15
exactly.
For some eggs.
So some department store, I never forget the ad saying, look, if you get this one, we will, I don't know, it was a Woolworth, I don't exactly remember, but if you buy this
you
one.
You took it back when you said Woolworth. Oh my gosh. I remember
if you buy, maybe it was not a Woolworth, but I remember the ad said, if you buy the pack of orange, we will give you a carton of egg, or a dollar, or free, or 50 cents, wouldn't you go there? I would. I don't care how much the gas cost. I will get there to get that eggs, a dollar. I will. But people, your marketer came out, you talking about
how that's true.
Over-exaggerated sale and all that. But you know, people buy it, still buy it.
They absolutely do. Yeah. But you know the irony? If you're a real shopper, and you're someone, and I mean a real shopper.
A savvy shopper.
But as I've, you know, been called, if you're a shopaholic, you have an idea of this item costs about this. Normally. Yeah. So now it's whatever sale.
Right.
Greatest sale of the year. Whatever name they're giving.
Right.
The Black Friday, Cyber Monday, our biggest sale of the year, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you look at the price and you go, this super sale price is pretty much the same as this regular price. So,
okay.
You know, but or they do the let's mark it up 20% so that we can call it a 20% off sale so that you're landing at regular price. They do all kinds of things.
All kinds of, but you know, we, as a nature, I'd like to give a lot of credit to our human being, but we're such a fragile human being. When you know it, they are really playing with you, but yet you just go like this, you know, and it's like that they're saying, come on, come on.
And they're dangling the carrot.
Right, it's like, come on, it's a sale.
Because that's the magic word. Sure,
exactly.
Sale.
We tried too hard. Yeah, right, I can buy cheaper, you know, online, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I mean, we're such a sucker. We were for the sale, and you like a boot, you know,
whatever. We, are
we just end up to be there and then fight with it. It's actually, if you think about it, it's just these marketers are such a brilliant people to make me come out in the next day of Thanksgiving to really shop with all the crowds, and you actually end up to get all the dust from people flopping with all the clothing, you know, but we still become as a really victim of a Friday, the Black Friday. Whoever came out with this freaking Black Friday, who was it? I'd like to know. And I make sure I don't go out to Black Friday shopping this year, but Anichi, I'm sure you and I would probably end up to go there for
no,
sale.
I honestly, the couple of times in my life that I actually did Black Friday shopping,
yeah,
I never went outside before 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really?
And people would say, well, you missed everything. It's, yes,
yes,
and
that's
all
did.
The crazy people,
yeah,
all the chaos, all the people who want to trample over people.
Don't you
yes.
ever call them crazy people. I'm the one of them. Your friends are one of them.
You're not trampling over people. I mean, I would look at the news, you know, back when people really watched the news.
Right.
And
I want to be a winner.
But I would look and I would go, these people are fighting.
They're
fighting. Somebody has a TV in their cart and someone else is reaching into their cart and they're having
human nature. We have to fight and to be winning over the sale.
It's so bad.
And it's human nature.
You would hear these horror stories. And see, now I'm definitely dating myself. So I remember when I was a kid. And there were the, and I was probably the only girl or kid in the world who did not want one. But
really?
Do you recall there was a doll called the Cabbage Patch doll?
Oh God, they were so famous. They were
so famous, but I remember everybody I knew, all my friends wanted these dolls and nobody understood why I didn't want one. And I just kept saying,
why didn't you want it?
They're ugly.
They're so cute.
But I couldn't get to the cute part because I just kept going.
The dog, you know, what was the name that really ugly, but they're so cute, you know.
They're dogs and they're real.
Yeah.
I know the name. What are they called? I forgot. But these dolls were hideous. And parents were traveling the world to get a doll.
Yeah, it's a war.
It was a war.
We have to get it.
But now I'm listening to you talking about how it's a war, and you fast forward, and I think of when I became a parent, and all of the times I said, I'm not doing any of that dumb stuff that parents did. Just, there's no reason for it. Mom, I want a PlayStation. And there was, of course, no PlayStation to be had. So what do? We do dumb stuff. And you go all over creation to find it. So, you know.
You
get brainwashed too.
You being a professor, you think you can always win. No way.
I'm a professor now.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think back to some of the things I did and I just go,
oh,
boy, I wasn't very brave.
Yeah,
really,
we become as a victim. You know what the funny thing is? You never learn, like what I said. And mm-hmm. I tell you, it's nothing wrong with it. It's not. It's nothing about always winning.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes you lose it,
mm-hmm.
but many times, you know, or once in a while you win. But the most important thing is, you know, you're around it with the good people and share, just like in our, you know, like this holiday season,
mm-hmm.
we share each other, good or bad, or bad food, or you don't have to all.
That's another thing. Oh my gosh. You just reminded me of something, and it wasn't a Thanksgiving. I think it was some cookout or something I went to, because it was a summer event. I remember being hot. And I went to something, and the food was so bad.
It was bad. Because the weather was bad.
No, because whoever cooked it couldn't cook. It was terrible. But remember how you were talking about being at the dinner with Richard and having to be just so and having to be so proper. And so I'm at this function. I don't remember who I was with, but this is function. I was somebody's guest.
Yeah.
And I was, and you know, guest in the person's home, but I was someone's guest who had been invited.
Right.
And there's this, I was trying not even to take a plate, so I kept trying because it smelled bad. It didn't look appealing. I was a very picky eater. So
were you?
Oh my gosh!
Really?
Picky on a completely different level.
Oh my gosh!
So I'm making up every excuse in the world to not take food.
Food, exactly.
I'm on a diet, I'm this,
I just ate before I got here.
Everything.
Sorry, yeah.
And they were like, no, no, and they're putting all this food on the plate. And I'm thinking, how am I gonna take this plate of food and make it disappear
exactly.
without putting it in my mouth? Like, how do I do that? And I'm looking around, they don't have any pets, so I'm like, I can't even feed it to Fido, I can't do anything. I'm stuck with this plate of food.
Maybe lift it up and put it in here.
And so, finally,
I can imagine.
I was so bad. And then, you know, and everybody's looking at me, like, aren't you going to eat? So now I'm like, oh.
Can't imagine nobody really realized it except you.
Everybody thought it was great. I thought it was horrible. You cannot imagine how bad it was. It was terrible. And so I took a fork and I put the smallest possible amount on the fork.
Really?
You cannot imagine how little food I actually put on it because I was determined not to eat it.
Right. Just pretend.
So I put just a little bit and I put it, I said, oh, it's delicious, but I'm really, really not hungry. No, you have to eat.
It's a delicious bowl.
So I'm waiting for, and you know, people are eating, they're drinking, so I'm thinking.
Oh, they drink too much, maybe that's what
maybe that's
eat.
It.
Yeah, you know what, when you're intoxicated, oh,
everything tastes great, food. Right?
Yeah, everything tastes, oh,
unless you're picky.
So delicious. You know, I mean, maybe you weren't drunk enough.
So what I did was I waited until more people were inebriated.
Yeah.
And then I had a napkin, and then I had like two or three napkins. So I had a napkin. First, the napkins were on my lap. Then the napkin was hovering over a portion of the plate, and then it was hovering over more of the plate, and I was trying to smush the food down so it would look flat. Oh, I tried everything, and then I finally got the whole thing covered, and then I went around collecting people's food, you know, saying, "Oh, let me throw that out for you."
Exactly.
She was like, "This is so bad."
Oh my God. Imagine that, you know, I can imagine, but see this, like what Anita said, you don't have to really enjoy good food.
You have to just smile.
Just a smile. But like what I said to you, you're not alone. When you, if you're alone, remember, we're, and it's in and I, we could hear what you have to say, and we'd love to have a chat with you. So in this Thanksgiving, no matter who you are, wherever you at, we'd like to share each other our love and caring, and most of all, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving holiday if you are there. But please share with us and join with us, and it's in, and JV will always listen and share anything you want to talk about it. And in that note,
we wish you a very healthy, happy
Thanksgiving,
safe Thanksgiving.
And thank you for joining.
Thank you for joining us. And we look forward to having you join us again very soon.
And don't forget, push the subscribe. Cannot imagine. And again, thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Bye-bye.